How do we shine light into the darkness of the dietary jungle? What do we really need to eat and do to heal our bodies, find emotional balance, and achieve optimal health? This podcast will bring you the answers to these questions. My name is Fabio Bellanova, and you are listening to the Intuitive Health Podcast. You shouldn't stress out your body by exercising too much. You should just sleep and rest during detox. Don't move your body because it creates acidity in the body and then detox will take longer or doesn't take place. So these are things that I heard when I first started out on my detoxification journey a few years ago. And there was and there still is a lot of confusion around the topic of exercise and how much we should be exercising during detox. And I want to look a little bit deeper and share my personal perspective on this topic. So the answers are quite simple, I would say. I talked about the lymphatic system in one of my last episodes, and basically there is only the blood system, which nourishes the cells, and then there's the lymph system, which is the sewer system of the body, which takes away and carries away the toxins and substances that don't belong into the cells and into the body, and they are being eliminated through the four eliminative organs. You can check out my episode on how the body detoxifies itself. But this is essentially the lymphatic system, is essentially the system which takes away the toxins from the body. But other than the blood system, which has a pump, the heart and the lungs working together to get the blood flowing through the body, the lymphatic system doesn't have that. The lymphatic system is only being moved and getting into the flow when we move our body, when we jump, when we do rebounding, when we do yoga, when we do stretching. Literally any movement we do on some level, more or less, depending on the movement, we get the lymphatic system to move. So, with that being said and keeping that in mind, I want to ask you this question. Do you think you shouldn't move your body and just rest all the time during detox or during your life in general? No, obviously not. Because we came here onto this earth, into the physical realm, having a body to use it. We are not here to just sit around and do nothing. And also, sitting around and doing nothing and not moving our body creates blockages in the body, and blockages create disease. As soon as the body is not flowing anymore, if the liquids in our body, the blood system, the lymph system aren't moving properly, and we aren't hydrated on a deep cellular level, then we create stagnation in the body, and then we create dis-ease, a disharmony in the body. So truly, we want to move our bodies always. So the real question isn't if we should move our body, if we should exercise. The real question is, how much should we do it? And to be totally honest, I can't tell you how much you should do it because I am not living in your body. You can only truly know how much movement and how much exercises your body needs by listening to your intuition. In general, I would say we need more movement than we think we do. I would say most of the population, world population, isn't moving enough because of sedentary jobs or just jobs where there's like a lot of movement, like same movement over and over again, or a lot of sitting involved, like desk jobs, things like that. So I would say before going into detox too much, eating mostly fruits or raw, living like drinking raw living juices, eating salads, being raw vegan, I would say creating an exercise routine and creating a movement routine is crucial in helping the body maintain its balance during detox. So compared to what many people say to not move our bodies too much and not exercise because it creates acidity in the body and the muscles, I would actually say more movement is most of the time better because we actually help the body in moving things out of it. We sweat more, which helps detoxifying the body through the skin, and we help getting the lymphatic system to move so the kidneys can eliminate the waste and all of these things. So it's really important to move our bodies but not overdo it. Like lifting huge amounts of weight and just going too big of an extreme doesn't make sense either. So I would say, especially starting out, stretching, yoga, like light running, maybe even just walking, going for long walks in nature. Also breathing exercises, I would count them as some form of movement and exercise for sure. And so these things really help us get things moving, but at the same time, they don't overburden the body. They don't overstress the body and the nervous system, and they don't over-acidify the body by creating too much acid in the muscles by overworking them. So this is just speaking from my personal experience and working together with people. And most of the time, this has helped people immensely on their healing journey to find more balance, also to find more emotional balance. Because if we just focus on eating super healthy and we're not focusing on other aspects in our life, like moving our body, like going into nature, like grounding, like living a fulfilled life, having a fulfilled job, which we actually love doing, then what's the point of eating healthy? Usually that just creates an imbalance if we just focus on one thing too much. So move your body, get outside, ground yourself, go into nature, find some people who support you, that you can work together with, that you can grow together with, and yeah, move into an environment that just supports you on your detox and healing journey. So yeah, these are my two cents for today. This is it for today's episode. I hope you got another perspective maybe on what you currently believed is true to what you should be doing on a detoxification path regarding exercise and movement. And just try it out. If you want to let me know how you feel, or if you feel different, or if this resonated what I'm talking about, then feel free to connect with me on Instagram as well at fabio.bellanova. You can send me a message or a voice message. I really love connecting with you guys. So yeah, thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I hope to see you in the next one. Have a wonderful day.